Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. Today, I talk about some dark stuff that has transpired in the past few months. And the reason why I laugh is because it's so freaking crazy that it's almost unreal. But it's out there. And I feel like this is something that we need to talk about, and something that I feel a lot of the spiritual community does not talk about and does not want to talk about, because it's not attractive, it's not sexy, it doesn't sell. You're not going to sell out a whole, you know, people want to be in like the love and light and the purity and the joy and all of it, which is great, right? Like, that's where we're going. But if we can't do our shadow work, if we can't address the dark, we're never going to get there, because those things are pulling us down into the darkness. And sometimes there are outside things that are happening. Like in my case, I feel like there's still all reflections of things that I need to work on internally, because if not, they wouldn't be showing up in my experience. Which is sometimes the case, and I feel like sometimes it's not. Sometimes, because you are of the light, especially on this planet, you will be attacked. And that's what came through for me, because I've been working really hard on freeing myself and of taking my power back, being a sovereign being of light, taking command of my life, not being at the, you know, not letting anything abrogate my free will, like not letting anything that I'm not consciously choosing to put its will on me. And this is just as real in the physical as it is in the spiritual. And if we are not learning how to command our field, and I don't really get into commanding, mastering your field and clearing your field and all of that in this episode. It's just more like the introduction to the dark force energies. Which I think I have talked about in previous episodes, but now it was just this past year, really since April, it's been crazy. It's been so freaking intense. It's just nonstop. And I talk about what happened and how it happened and really like how to even like recognize or how these like dark force energies can show up for you. And I guess I used my experience as an example, but I think this is just the beginning of this little mini dark force energy series that, or like season or whatever you want to call it. Because I'm going to be going into, in later episodes, I'm going to be going into other detailed stuff, and some of it might be in the paid subscription. Because I feel like, and I already recorded this, and I don't want to get into, I went into the whole thing, right? Like, I'm like, okay, this is just the intro. I'm gonna keep it short. But for whatever reason, I'm being guided to put a little paywall, which is like $6. It's not even a lot. $5.99, I think. But to screen out those people that, or those, how do I say that? And it's not even like screening out. It's almost like, and I've been trying to like, I've been getting this message for the past like 10 minutes. And it's just like, okay, you need to, and it's hard to put into words, but it's almost like, are you willing to even like take that small step to engage with this energy, to engage with this work? And the example I gave was, we're willing to pay. And it's not about the money. It's really not about the money. It's about what you value. It's about value. And again, it's not about money. When I say value, a lot of people are probably thinking about money, but it's, what are you willing to invest in? What are you willing to, and again, all these terms have to be with money, but how I'm receiving them, it has to do with your energy, with your frequency, with your attention, with what are you engaging with? What are you bringing and into your life? And curious enough, this just happened to, I just happened to have a conversation with a friend, and I was telling her about how I spend maybe like 1 hour a day on social media. and I get nothing of benefit from it, except maybe dissociate into it and from my day. And it doesn't happen every day, but it happens frequently enough where I notice as a trend and I'm like, well, I could use that hour to either work out or do a clearing or do a meditation or do something else that's productive. And it's not about productivity either. It's about what you're valuing, right? And maybe for some people that's fine. Like, you know, maybe like I don't want to engage with this right now. And that's totally fine. But you see, like, if you just make it a little bit, and sometimes I talk to my clients about this, curious enough about social media, because they're like, oh, I'm on social media too much and I can't, you know, I'm like, have you thought about kind of like hiding the app in your phone? Like, don't delete it, but create a folder that has a folder that has the app. And that extra like two little clicks usually will stop people from going into the app. And that's what I mean. It's like, do you care enough about clicking twice or three times to get to the app, to get to what you want to see? And that's what goes into, and maybe that's a better analogy, because that's what I mean about putting it in the paid subscription. Are you willing to do that just like little extra step to engage with the energy? Do you really want to get there? And it's not about, like I said, it's not about the money. It's about your intent and your willingness and like maybe even like your courage to engage with this energy. So in today's episode, I already made this super long, this intro super long, but in today's episode, I'm just going to talk about like my experiences with the Dark Force energy, how they showed up for me, how we can generalize that, and how maybe you can recognize it in your own experience. And I eventually want to get to the point where I'm like teaching how to clear these things. I don't know if I'm going to do it through my website yet as a tool, or where you can just purchase and download the tool so you can do it yourself. Or if I'm going to be doing it here through the podcast and just do it through the paid subscription tab where you can access the tools pretty much. I think I might do it like that. It might be easier for me than setting up a whole like web page and like doing the downloads and all that stuff. Like, you can just access it. As long as you're subscribed, you have access to it. And there'll be clearings on there. There'll be instructions on how to do, you know, the clearings and all of it. And then my sessions, it's me working with you personally to do the clearings in the session. But anyway, that's coming. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. If you want to leave a comment or get in touch with me, for now, I'm using the silversoulcrystals@gmail.com email. If you're on Spotify, I'm going to link a question to this. You can also leave me a comment there, or I'm going to be doing a poll question as well. I don't know how that shows up on Spotify yet, but oh, it's in the community tab. If you click the podcast, the episode of the podcast, it shows there's a community tab on there and you can look for the questions there. The questions and the poll that I could add. So anyway, thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And yeah, I'll see you around. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. I just cleared the field, my space, my field, the field of this podcast, and I'll get into what that means. Maybe I already have. if you're just starting to listen to this podcast, you probably know a lot more about what I've talked about in the past episodes, because I have not really engaged with this for the past almost 2 years. I think it's going to be 2 years in January. I did do an episode last year in July, but I decided not to post it because it was too emotionally charged and I didn't want that. I didn't want to start a whole political debate on here. So, of course, it was through the lens of spirituality and energetics and what's going on. And yeah. But anyway, I've been getting guidance on what to talk about today for the past, since I did the intro episode. This one just like came through really fast, and I know exactly what we need to talk about. So they were guiding me to tell, when I say they, I mean my spirit guides, higher self. When I finished the other one, they started telling me, just talk about your past. But then I started getting more details. Talk about what happened this past year for you personally, because it has to do everything with the dark force energy and what that means. What types of dark force energies there are. How are they going to manifest? How do they show up in your life? Sometimes they're very hidden. This past year, a lot of crazy shit has been happening to me. And I think, I'll get into it. But pretty much today, we're just going to talk about dark force energies, what they are, why do they attack us? Like, what is it that they want? At the most basic level, but also why is it that some people aren't getting attacked and others are? How they affect us, how do we recognize them? And then different types of nefarious energies, nefarious, dark force, whatever you want to call them. There's a lot of levels there. I'm probably not going to get through all of them. I'm mostly talking about the non-physical dark forces. Maybe I'll go a little bit into the actual physical ones, because they came after me as well. And how that looks, and how that might be different in different I'll get into it. So anyway, let's just start off by talking about, I'm gonna try to keep this to 30 minutes, so if I don't finish, I'm gonna go ahead and do two episodes for this. So the first thing I have on here is what changed in the past year for me personally. So, and all of this is going to tie into the nefarious energy attacks that I've been experiencing, and the work that I've been doing with my spiritual coach. And this is to serve as an example of how these things can show up in our lives, because I feel that they just put me through the ringer. They put me through every single type of nefarious dark force energy, probably not all of them, but quite a few. To the point where I feel very comfortable talking about it, because I've learned how to deal with them. And this is all about reclaiming your power as a sovereign being of light, reclaiming your power as a spiritual being, as a human, as a person. And you can tie this into whatever is happening with the whole virus situation, I don't want to say the words, but you know, the immunizations and all of that. However, I'm not going to get into that topic, but that's where you need to, you can apply that as well there. And that's what I meant about where I'm probably not going to get into a lot of like the physical manifestations of these nefarious energies and how they work through political systems and governments and ideologies and all of that stuff. So, which I know a lot of people are already doing that work. So if you're interested, you can research that and use your own discernment, of course. So again, always use your own discernment. If something does not align with you, if you feel like something is not, I'm not saying this is true or not, but I'm not ready to hear this information, or which is totally fine. Again, we don't want to have our ego. Sometimes I don't feel ready. I'm like, you know what? I just don't want to engage with this at all right now, because I have all this other stuff happening in my life that I don't want to, engage with it. And there we want to, practice discernment, be really honest with ourselves. Am I running away from this because I'm scared, because I'm, being spiritually lazy, where I don't want to deal with the nefarious energies. I know they're there, but hey, like maybe I feel like it's a lot of work. And that's how I was feeling this past year. I'm like, I can't handle another more, like one more dark force energy attack. It was like day after day after day after day after day for months. I'm not exaggerating, to the point where I was just like, what do I need to do? And then I figured that out with my coach. Anyway, and I kind of developed this strategy myself. I just realized like they were calling me out, but anyway, I'll get into that once we get into the what to do about them, right? Like how do we deal with this? How do we deal with the dark force energy? So I guess I'll start my story by I think this was by talking about the Mount Shasta retreat that I went to. It was earlier this year. I think it was in May. It was in May, and I went for, whenever the spring equinox is, that's when I went. I forget the month exactly. It might be April. I don't know. I forget. I think it is April, because that's when we go into into Aries. Anyway, it was for the spring equinox, and I went to Mount Shasta. It just lined up. My friend had told me like 2 or 3 weeks before, like, I want to go to Mount Shasta. This lady I've listened to for years, for over 10 years, said, I have a Mount Shasta retreat center. I'm going to be opening it up for the public. And I think only like 8 people signed up. One of them couldn't go, so we ended up being 7, plus her and her husband. Anyway, and I'll talk more about her work, and maybe in another episode or later on, because she's also launching a series about dark force energies. I think she has a documentary about it, and she's going to be launching this workshop on how to deal with it. But so I'll definitely talk about her work. But anyway, so she does light code activations, and it's very powerful. And the whole retreat was very powerful for me personally. And what came through was that I needed to leave. I was still living with my family, because I felt like I needed to help them. I don't know, maybe I'm being guided to share this because a lot of you might have similar experiences where we feel like we're responsible. Maybe it's not your family, but maybe it's a group of friends. And I notice this pattern in my life a lot, that I always feel responsible for other people, and I take on their stuff. Very empath, right? Like, oh, I'll take it on for you. That's fine. I can feel their pain, so I'm just going to go and help whoever I can. Over the past 2 years, I've been learning a lot about boundaries. And I think for more than 2 years, but energetically, I think for the past year and a half, I've been really, really, I've been called to really set up strong boundaries. And pretty much the message that came through was, you can't help them because they can't help themselves. You've offered all that you can, 30 years, 31 years of my life, as me being in that family unit and trying to do the work and buffering the whatever is going on for them, buffering it energetically, because I would take the hit and I would deal with it. So my guides were pretty much coming through and saying, like, that's it. Like, you need to go and do the work with the people that are ready to do the work, and stop pretty much like, not that you're wasting your energy, but they've made their choice. They have been continuously making the choice to not engage with this. That's it. That's it. That's all they get. If they choose to engage with this type of work, to do the shadow work, to do the trauma work, to do whatever needs to be, you know, everyone's different. Everybody has their own lessons. You pretty much like, you can't do that for them anymore. So you need to get out. So this is where everything started, because because I was in that situation where my family was absorbing a lot of my light, a lot of my energy, a lot of the work that I was doing was being, I'm getting the word diminished, but my energy was being diminished by that situation. So as soon as I got out of my family's house, this is what came through in later sessions, was that they almost, it's like these nefarious, and when I talk about these nefarious energies, again, I'm talking mostly about non-physical energies that are dark force energies. So, and I'm just going to go over the list right now that I wrote. I think there was one more that I forgot to put on here that I was getting the guidance to. But anyway, these could be beings like reptilian intelligences, which are mostly nefarious, dark force, negative polarized entities. That could be reptilian in nature. They could be artificial intelligence. The physical, I guess you could say, people that use these energies and these frequencies or are connected to them could be the Satanists, it could be witches, it could be warlocks, whatever you want to call them, demons that might appear, possessions, which are just, you know, demons, really. I'm getting like lower astral realm beings that live in the lower astral realms, which have disconnected from God and or the life force, and they have to use other hosts. They're kind of like parasites in the astral realms. They'll attach themselves, or they'll do this work because they need that energy of fear, of lower vibrational energies that humans emit, so they can absorb it and they can live off of, because they're disconnected from source. Not completely, because if you're disconnected from source, you cease to exist. But they've taken the negative route, right? That's why they steal. That's why they come in and they scare you at night. They move things. They like all this like poltergeist activity. It's because they're trying to scare you so they can feed off of you. And or sometimes they're just messing with you. They don't need a reason to be evil, right? Like they don't need a reason to want to scare you. That's where they live. They enjoy that. They enjoy people being in that state of fear of lower frequencies. So, and I don't want to get into the explanations on all of these, but I'll get into the explanations on some as I go along in my story. So pretty much what happened was that because I was out of my family's home and they weren't buffering, I wasn't buffering the energy for them anymore, all the dark force stuff that's going on over there. At my family's house, which I had been buffering for years. When I got out, I started, like, my light started shining, and what came through in the sessions and the sessions after the retreat with my spiritual coach was that your light became so visible, really, in the astral realms, that they were trying to, again, put me in a state where I couldn't shine my light, disempowered state, really. And really what they wanted was for me to go back to my family's home, because that way I was controlled there. So this set off a chain of events that was freaking crazy. I even forget what came first. And this might be a little crazy. Honestly, if it didn't happen to me, I'd be like, what the fuck? But I believe this. I mean, there's a lot of different testimonials about all of this that I'm about to talk about. It just happened to me in a span of like 6 months, where it was like one thing after another after another. So I think the first thing that came through when I realized it was, okay, the first thing that I'm gonna talk about is a portal that was opened. So I would go to this place in Mexico to get energy work done. I do this type of energy work, so I trust it. I know what it is. I know how it works. It's the light codes. If you ever went to my website, they were on there. And I love doing this work. I still do it on myself every day. I have not stopped wearing these codes since I discovered them 4.5 years ago. So I would go to get sessions done in Tijuana. But what happened was that I was tracked. I was tracked from the place where they actually do the work, because, and this is where, again, discernment and not even just, it's not even just discernment, it's how these things can get in, even to places, especially, I should say, especially to places when there's a lot of light, because they're going to want to infiltrate whatever is going on. And this is where my coach says, we need to become masterful at clearing our field and realizing what the heck is going on, because these stories are freaking crazy. So they said this is what came through, and she was like really just telling me what the frick was going on, and then I would resolve. The hard part for me wasn't getting rid of the energies. The hard part was finding out what the frick was going on. So they're telling me to first talk about the portal that was opened from this place where I go get energy work in Tijuana. So Tijuana, Mexico. So this is how it started. I started hearing noises in my house here. Once I had moved out of my family's home, I started hearing noises. My desk would crack. There was like noises in the bathroom, in the closet, downstairs. They would turn off the TV. I was watching the TV. It would turn off by itself. They would turn on and off electronics. There was like noises, like banging noises on the ceiling. Like, it was crazy. I'm like, what the frick is going on? Obviously, I knew this was dark force energy stuff, right? So what came through in my session with my coach was that there was a portal open from that place. And that's why, like, I would clear and clear and clear and clear, and they kept coming back. That's why it was like every single day. I wasn't exaggerating. I would clear one day, it would feel good. And then by the next day, it would start up again. It was like cockroaches. That's what I'm getting right now. It's like you kill them and then they come back, like, or bugs or an infestation of something. It was like I was infested with these like dark force energies. And that's really what they are. They're kind of like bugs. Like, they like replicate and they, you know, try to infest wherever they're at. So what it came through again in these sessions was that place, that geographic location where I would go, not specifically that business where I go to, but the surrounding area is full of dark magic. People do dark magic there. And I believe this 100%. If you're not from the Latino culture, there is a lot of dark magic going on in the Latino culture, and it's everywhere. I mean, you can find a witch probably in every like street. I'm probably not I'm honestly not exaggerating. There is a lot of it in all of Latin America. So that place, that geographic location, there's specifically there was a lot of dark magic being done. So she said these beings see the light in that place where you're going to go get the sessions, and they infested it. And it was curious because the lady from the front desk, she had told me, she's like, oh, even though we have the light codes to clear the space, a lot of things happen here. Like, a lot of things, they open the cabinets, she says, espantan, which is like, you know, they scare you here, like these energies. And I had been there and I had witnessed it once, because I would always be the last client of the night. So I would stay and do the foot detox, the ionic detox. So it was just me and her, and we were like talking, and it was quiet, so I could hear noises. And that's when she told me, she's like, oh, well, things still happen here. And I didn't even think about it, right? Like, I would have never connected this to what was going on here at my place, right? If it wasn't for my spiritual coach getting all this information through her guides and my higher self and the beings that help her. So, excuse me. So that was one. That was only one thing. Then I finally discovered, she's like, you have to close a portal on your end, and they have to close a portal on their end. She said, because what I'm seeing is that all these beings are flooding that portal in through their side of it, and they're coming out through yours. That's why you keep clearing and they don't stop coming in, because they just keep coming, right? So I did that. I closed the portal here. I told the practitioner over there, I'm like, hey, this is what they told me. This is what's going on. I don't have permission to do energy work at your place because I don't have, you know, it's up to you. That I'll leave that up to you if you want to close the portal, but I'm just going to say that this is what's going on. And then she told me, she's like, well, I don't feel comfortable doing that work. Do you think you could do it for me? And I'm like, yeah, I told her, yeah, I'll do it. Thank you. You know, like, thank you for allowing me. I wanted to do that anyway, but I don't have permission, so I'm not going to do it until you give me permission, pretty much, right? So that was one, dark force energies, right? Like, they'll show up in noises in your house. And again, like, right, like my desk is made of wood. The TV stand is made of wood. So it's normal for wood to crack sometimes, right? But when it's continuous and it's like going on every single day for long periods of time, it's just like, okay, we need to check in what's going on here, because that's not normal. And again, the noises would be like, it would start in my desk, then go to the TV stand, then go to the bathroom, then go to the closet. I'm like, okay, that's not normal. Right? Like, there's no wood in the bathroom. It shouldn't be making noises, right? So and again, I don't know if I can hear these noises, and there might be like an alternate, like different, or their actual physical noises. More recently, I've experienced like they opened the door to my room when nobody was home, and I have a camera, and somebody just opened the door. And I'm like, I texted my roommate and I said, hey, like, are you home? He's like, no, I'm doing shopping. I was like, well, dude, they just opened the door to my room. Like, somebody, I saw it on the camera. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to head over there right now. So, yeah, nobody was home. Stuff like that, right? That you're just like, okay, that's not normal, right? Like, that shouldn't be happening. The doors don't just open by themselves. Or these noises don't start up in your room by themselves, right? Like, even if there's a change in temperature and the wood cracks, like, that's normal, right? But when it's continuous and then you do the clearing work and it stops and then it starts again, it's like, okay, that's something's going on, right? Because it would stop. It would stop maybe for like a day and then it would come back by the next morning or something. So, okay, that was one. Second of all, they're telling me to talk about the reptilian entities, right? So these were freaking hardcore. These were higher dimensional beings who are reptilian in nature. I would close my eyes and I would see the freaking snakes. They were like rainbow snakes. It was crazy, but they're from a different dimension, I think, from a different reality. And what I was getting was these were like three types of attacks were coming in at the same time. One of them was the Satanist, because what came through in my session with my coach was that your light was, you disturbed a precinct. That's what she said. You disturbed a precinct with the energy work that you're doing at your place. And because it's not being muffled by your family, now it's like really having an impact. She almost said, and this was confirmed by another reading I had from another, I didn't even tell this girl what had happened. And she's like, you pierced through their dark force, whatever crap that we're doing, that they have like precincts dedicated to specific like Satanist people. And then they do dark force spells, like warlocks. And this is what my coach's documentary is going to talk about, like warlocks that have been doing this work for the dark, for the Satanist cults or whatever you want to call them. Then they turn to the light and they start talking about all of the things that they were doing. And there's a lot of accounts of this too. Again, I'm not trying to convince you. It's just, you know, things that I have heard. And that's why I'm like, okay, like, this is freaking crazy. Because it started happening to me, right? So how I recognized that it was like the Satanist was because I was sitting in my desk and I would be like doing a meditation where I'm sitting at right now. and I would close my eyes and I would see the statue of the Baphomet in front of me. So I was like, okay, that's weird. And I didn't, I'm like, am I being infiltrated? I would be taking a shower. The bathroom's in my room. I'll be taking a shower. I would close my eyes. I would see the freaking Baphomet. And then that's when I started doing the clearings because of all the other stuff that was happening. That's when it came up again. And now I could see it. So what I was getting was like, they set up a freaking Satanist. They would like place these statues of the Baphomet holographically in your space, in your area. So it's like, I don't know how they do it, but that's what I was getting. I could see it because when I cleared one of the statues, and I call them statues, but they're really like holograms that are in your space, that these people put there for some, I was getting, they kind of set up an altar in your space, and they're just like calling in all this like negativity into your space. At first I was like, maybe it's the people that lived here before. I didn't get it. I was just like, this is what I'm seeing. And thank God for my spiritual coach that she's so tapped in and tuned in about all this stuff, because I would have never been able to figure this out. Like, I thank God for her. Anyway, so that was one. Then it was a fucking reptilians, and excuse my language, but it was a fucking reptilians. And there was like two types of reptilians. The first attack was lower level entities that I was able to handle fine. The other higher dimensional beings that are reptilian, I was also able to handle fine, but I felt like that was like a God intervention that I was like, wow, I would have never been able to get rid of these things on my own. So the first ones were like lower, again, all of these are non-physical, but I would close my eyes and all the things that happened, she confirmed. She's like, that's exactly what I'm getting. That's exactly what I'm getting. So I think she even like tuned in about me saying like, what the frick is this guy? What does he want? Because when all this started happening, she didn't really know me that well. I mean, I had gone to the retreat, but that's it. You know, it was like, what, 5 days? And it was a lot of work. So it wasn't like we were talking a lot or like getting to know each other a lot. It was just like the work, we're getting the activation, then go and rest because you need to integrate all of this, right? So I'm probably going to go over the 20. I'm getting through the episode through a few of these before I end it. So this episode will probably be a little bit longer because I don't even think an hour is going to be enough. So it was the lower level reptilian beings. It was the Satanists putting their fucking rituals or whatever the fuck they were doing here because I had disturbed their precinct. And it was all the nefarious, like, ghost thing, whatever you want to call them, demons that were coming in through the freaking that portal thing that was open. So I was being, like, hit from every single place. I'm like, how the heck? Like, I just wanted it to stop. I'm like, I'm doing my master's. I have a full-time job. I see clients for energy work on the weekends, and then I have to deal with all this crap. I'm like, can I just have a normal day in my life? But this is what comes through when you start waking up and you start claiming your power. These things can come after you. And it's not to scare you to stay in the dark. It's more to be aware. Be aware. It might not happen. It might not happen to everyone, but in my experience, it does. When you reach a certain, and I think I've said this before in this podcast, when you reach a certain level of frequency of light, you shine and they can see you. You can't hide it, right? The light doesn't hide. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, again, not to scare you, but it happens. Okay, so to recap, these three things were happening, right? The Satanists had set up holographic altars in my physical space in my room. This sounds freaking crazy, but that was one of them. The reptilians, another thing. They were coming and attacking me and their spiritual bodies, because those I actually felt like they were, their like presence was here too, and they were sending like a swarm of them. I had like this full on like clearing that I did myself, and it was freaking intense. Okay, and now I'm getting reminded of, it was these three things. They were like coming at me with everything that they had. They sent this like black goo thing to like, because I was creating like the sphere of light around my room to protect it. And I'll get into how to protect yourself from all this stuff. And I feel like it's going to be a whole little mini series of this whole thing, because it's a lot of information. I mean, this was months of things happening that I'm trying to summarize into, you know, a few episodes. So they sent this like black goo thing that totally invaded this like tree, like this energetic like tree of life that had been placed here for good in my room, in my physical space. It was almost like this light tree that was here, and it had like set up roots and it had branches, and it was like maintaining the energy here. And then they send in this like black goo thing that took it over. Of course, I'm seeing all of this with my eyes closed when I was doing clearings, where I was like, what the frick is going on, right? Like, you're using your third eye. I can't see them physically, but they're there in the astral realms, if you want to call it that. So they send in the black goo, which was a whole nother like thing on its own. So that's another attack. The black goo, the Satanists, holographic structures of the Baphomet, the freaking reptilians, and the demonic stuff that was coming in through the portal. So I was being hit hard, among other things, really. They use different techniques to like try and like get their energy in here and stuff. Especially this one, it was very surprising what came through. And I'll go over what I had talked about at the beginning, like all the questions that I'm going to answer during this episode. But another thing that happened that was really interesting was like everything was already cleared. A lot of things were already cleared. And this specific thing, the reptilians were gone. The portal stuff was closed. the black goo thing was gone. The portal was closed. Most of it had been resolved. But I was still getting, the portal had even been closed, I think, already by this time. But I was still getting stuff in my room. It wasn't as crazy as before, but I was still getting stuff. So my coach, what came through my coach in this session, I think it wasn't even a session. I was just texting with her. She said, you're going to have to go room by room and do clearings in every room of the house. I'm like, okay. So I did. And what happened was like, okay, my room, there was nothing here. I came up from the third floor because it's a three-story townhome. I came down to the other floor. Nothing really was, I mean, there was stuff around, but there was nothing really like crazy. And then the bottom floor is just a garage. There's like a closet, like a coat closet, and it's just really the entrance, the entryway. And there, we have like a little patio outside, but which outside I didn't even go. But when I got to the garage, and I knew it was coming through the wall, like through the wall where my desk is at, because it was just now it was just happening at my desk. So I'm like, something is going on. So when I got into the garage, I found it. As soon as I walked in, because I was in that state where I'm doing clearings, as soon as I walked in there, I felt it. I'm like, it's here. I can feel it. And then I said, I'm like, okay, it's in the wall. And this took like a few things to figure out, because I felt it. It's the same wall where my desk is at, but it's on the bottom floor. So it's literally, I think it's the south wall, the south facing wall. I went to the garage. I felt it there. So then I started doing clearing. So I'm like, oh, by this time I was like freaking pissed. I'm like, I was like, everything. I just like, I was going at it. Like I was like pulling down energy frequency. I was like using my crystal as a freaking source of light. Like I was channeling light, like really, well, I mean, really powerful light, because I was so pissed off already that this, and I know like usually people don't, but, and this is something my coach works on. It's like, you have to be like a warrior of light. And I feel like that's what I was doing at this time. I was just so freaking pissed and over everything. I was just like, there, and what came through later for me was the term no mercy. Like I was having no mercy. These things do not deserve your mercy. You're not, you're a being of light, but these things will not stop, and they will do everything in their power to get to you. And that we'll get into that right now too. Like what happens? Like what happens if you don't clear these things? Like, why are they bad? How are they going to affect me? It goes beyond just, you know, having noises in your room or whatever, right? Like it goes beyond that. I mean, like I already said at the beginning, it's ultimately to keep you in those lower frequency vibrations and consciousness so you can feed them. But it goes beyond that too. And it can show up in a lot of different ways in your life. And we'll go over that too, right? But when I went into the garage and I started doing the clearing, I realized it was on that wall. So I'm like, oh, maybe they set up another, like one of those holographic things, holographic like Baphomet statue things. And I was tuning in about it and I'm like, nope. So when I found it, I got really excited because I'm like, finally, it had been months, guys. Like it seriously had been months. And I was so excited. I was like, oh my God. I even texted my coach. I'm like, oh my God, Deb, like I found it. I freaking found it. Like you guys, it's so crazy. I'm like, oh my God, I just wanted this thing gone from my house. Like I was just like so happy to have found it that as soon as I walked in, I didn't even do the clearing right then and there. I already knew it was there. So I'm like, okay, you're not fucking getting out of here. I'm getting rid of you. So I walked upstairs for whatever reason. I don't remember why I came upstairs. I think I just like, I needed to like breathe or something. I came upstairs for something to the second floor. And then when I went back down, that's when I walked in. That's when I recognized it, that wall, I have a lot of the stuff that I brought from my family's home. It's my personal stuff, like stuff that I've had. There was like some boxes, like those thin plastic boxes that go under your bed. And I just really have like memory stuff there, like stuff from like grade school, stuff from high school, like these binders that I have, like a binder that my friends wrote on, like wishing me at the end of the year. They just like wrote all over my binder, and or just like cards, like Christmas cards, things like that. Like nothing to it's organized. I have a lot of all my video game stuff that from when I was a kid. I would keep all the boxes and the magazine, like the video game magazines, like the Nintendo Power and like all those things. I don't know, just like I like collecting it. When I had it, I never threw them away. I kept them. And they're all organized in these boxes and stuff. So it was coming from where I had all my stuff. And there I had a box that is full of like my childhood toys. And it's only like the few little things that I wanted to keep. It's like a tiny box. And it has all these like, I don't even know what's in there. I think there was like a stuffed like little bear that I got from my fifth grade like promotion into like middle school, because here it's like fifth grade is elementary and then sixth grade is middle school, so you get a little promotion ceremony, like stuff like that, a bunch of like these like little like figurines. I had like some Pokemon stuff in there, Pokemon cards from when I was a kid, like stuff like that, and that I just felt like had a lot of my energy. Like when I was a kid, I really, really, really loved all that stuff. And I just like, I mean, I kept it for a reason, right? So it was just like in this tiny box that I have down there. And that's where they were anchoring they're magic. Like that connection. And there's something that my coach told me. They're like, the desk, why are they getting the desk? And what came through was that she's like, how is that desk special for you? And this is important, because this is, maybe you can use this to clear your own stuff that's going on at home. And I said, well, that desk, I love that desk. That's the first thing I said. I'm like, I love my desk. It's the desk I'm sitting right now. Because what this desk is, it's probably one of like the first furniture pieces that I bought on my own. And it's like this, I love the color, like it's all wood. It's simple. It's like, I love the design. It matches my bookcase. It matches my TV stand. So I had like a heart connect, and they're like, this is what she said, or what came through, was that there's a heart connection to that stuff that they're using to anchor in their magic, their dark magic. So I'm like, that's special. And she said, how is that desk special for you? And I said, well, the desk had gotten ruined. Like the finish had gotten ruined. And I had like taken it down to my, this was years ago. I took it down to the garage. I didn't get rid of it because I wanted to fix it. And I looked into getting it fixed. When I bought the desk, like 10 years ago, 11 years ago, it was only like $100, $150. Like it was cheap. But it's real wood, and I don't know. It's just like, it's simple, it's clean, it's nice. I love it. And I love the color. So I didn't want to get rid of it. And they were charging me like $300 to get it refinished. And I'm like, well, you know what? I sometimes give myself little projects like that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to challenge myself, and I'm going to refinish the desk myself. So I got all the tools. I got all the materials. I looked at YouTube videos, and I did it. I did it myself. I refinished the desk. And then she's like, that's why they're getting the desk, because it means something to you. And it's not just that it's like, oh, it's like a material object. That she's like, you put your work into it. Like you put like your sweat into it, you know, like you worked on it manually. Like it's something that almost like has your energy, because you, it's almost, I'm getting the word creation. Like it's, you use your creation energy in on that desk. Like you made it beautiful again. So that really resonated with me. And she said, what you need to do is you need to collapse the field that connects your heart to that desk. She's like, it could still be important, but don't, it's just the thing. Like, don't have this like heart connection to objects. And I'm like, okay. So I had already done that with the desk. And when I found out about, and that stuff is really, like I said, all my childhood stuff, like I cherished those things when I was a kid. Like I loved all those things. And I would always have those, like, it was just like my fantasy world. Like as a kid, I would always go into like my fantasy worlds. Like I would like play with these video games and I would read these books, and I would, you know, like I would just like escape into my own little world. But I would always, like those objects were kind of like my little grounding things that I would use to like go into these imaginary, you know, like, I don't know. That's why I loved Harry Potter when I was a kid, because it just like took me into this like other world. And my imagination is pretty crazy. So if I'm reading it, it's almost like I'm there. Like I can imagine every detail that's in the book. So I loved doing all these things, right? So when I found out it was that box of things from my childhood, I got freaking pissed. I'm like, how dare you like desecrate this like precious thing? And it almost like I could feel the energy of the objects, which is so weird because I had never tuned in about that stuff. Like I had never really like, I just like kept it because I knew it was like special for me when I was a kid, right? And obviously I want to like keep those memories, or like, I don't know, I just want to like revisit those things when I'm older, and I can go and like flip through the things and be like, oh, like, you know, like this is a time in my life. And I mean, that's why we keep things, right? Like that's why we want to like go and reminisce like once in a while. So anyway, and what got me pissed was because the energy of these things had like a purity to them. It was almost like that child essence of when I was a kid was still in those things, was still like that frequency, because I put them away when I was a kid. Like I just like put them away and I saved them because they stopped being important. Not that they stopped being important to me, but you know, like I got stuff when I was a teenager and then like I didn't play with those things anymore. So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna throw them away, but I'm just gonna save them. And like I'm super organized, so everything fits like into like these tiny little boxes and everything's organized, and then that's where it goes. And I don't know, so they still had kind of like that essence of me at when I was that young, and that's what got me pissed off. I'm like, that I don't know, it got to me because I feel like this is what they do. They find like the purest thing and then they go after it to desecrate it. That's the word I'm getting, like desecrate the purity of people, of energy, of whatever it is. So now I was like I was already pissed because I wanted it to stop. At first I was like really happy when I found it, because I'm like, that's it. This is the last thing. I knew it. Like I already knew this is the last thing that needs to be released from this, and it's gonna stop. So again, I did see it. Whatever was there, that was the anchoring point where it was the strongest. That was where they were anchoring all their black magic shit. Because when I started doing that clearing, I hadn't gotten nauseous until I did that clearing down there in the garage. That was the most intense, and it took a while. I mean, the black goo stuff, that was really hard to get rid of. I think it was just what they were trying to do, I feel, was just debilitate me. Like it was like I wasn't sleeping, I couldn't sleep, I had to sleep with the light on. My dog was terrified. He didn't want to stay home. Like I would come home and he would be like shaking on the stairs, like crying, because these things were here. I mean that's another thing, like if you have a dog, they will, cats are not really, I feel like cats can see the things, the energy and the demons and whatever, but they're not scared of it. Like dogs absorb the energy. So dogs will be really scared. They will see things and they will act different. So if you have a dog and they're acting different all of a sudden, or they don't like to go in a certain room, or just like their behavior changes for whatever reason, you start noticing that. Sometimes like what my dog does, and when there's something here, like he'll like look into space, like he'll just stare into empty space. And I know that he's looking at something. It's not just like he's just like staring at nothing. He's looking, there's something there. And usually I can feel the energy of that thing that's there. So anyway, just another story for the books, but anyway, so like let's get to how do we already talked about what they are, right? It could be reptilian, it could be artificial intelligence, it could be the Satanists, it could be demons, it could be witches, it could be warlocks, it could be low vibrating ghosts. That's what I wrote, low vibrating. And I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to get into like the explanations of all of this, like where it comes from, why it's there, blah blah blah, right? So I mean, it could be any one of those things. If you have experienced any of this, please engage with the question. If you have Spotify, I think you can answer the questions on here. If you don't, I think you can always go on to anchor.com, which is where this podcast is hosted, and I think they show up there. But let me know, like, let me know if you have experienced anything similar to this, and if you know how to clear it, or if you don't know how to clear it, if you're interested in getting to know how to clear it, right? So recognizing them, right? Like I said, and this is like another long topic, but because I didn't even get into the freaking warlock that attacked me, but this is how these things happen, right? Like things start going badly, things start going really badly. People How do I put this? Let's just use that warlock thing, right? Like this warlock, and again, it was confirmed. I had no idea this was going on, but my coach confirmed, like, there's a warlock. He's attacking you. This is what's going on. I mentioned something else that had happened close to where we believe this person is. And my car was vandalized, and it was, the windshield was cracked. The roof was bent. I had just bought my car. This is like the first brand new car that I've ever bought. I've only had used cars before. So I was like really excited. I mean, I'm still really excited. I love my car now. But anyway, so they had marked my car. This is what she said. This is what came through, not what she said, but what came through her guides, was that you were marked for destroyer energy. And that's what happened to my car. So stuff like that, that you might be like, oh, what actually happened? Like in the 3D, there was a drunk neighbor kid that got really drunk and he threw a clay pot at my car. That can sound like a normal thing for everyday people. Like, I mean, that just happened. I mean, that would happen to anybody, right? But why did it happen? Where are the, like, what goes into the energetics of that? The windshield where they had marked my car, they actually marked it physically with a marker. And it was really weird. I'm like, why would somebody do this? It was like a gold metallic marker. Anyway, not to get into the whole story, but that's what came through. And then months later, my windshield was cracked, my car was vandalized, and it was horrible. I mean, thank God the insurance took care of everything and it's fine, but stuff like that can happen. And not only that, like, people can get into fights, and people can, if you're already like in a dark place, like, it can get worse mentally, emotionally. Your mental health can suffer, which is probably what they're trying to do. And they knew, people around you will start like having negative thoughts about you, or, you know, if they can't get to you because you're in the light, they'll start affecting people around you to get to you, which is what kind of happened to me. If those people around you are not in alignment with their own self and with their own, work, they will start affecting them, and they will start throwing stuff at you, the people around you, your family, your friends. These things will not give up. Like, they will try their hardest to get to you one way or another. They're going to do things that affect you emotionally through other people in your life. If you are already protected enough that they can't get to you, they will try to get to people around you, your roommates, your friends, your family, work, coworkers. Any aspect of your life, really, that has an influence on you, which is every aspect of our lives, they will try to infiltrate one way or another. So again, it goes beyond just like, oh, hearing noises in the house or feeling like there's entities or presence there. It goes beyond that. And something else that I've been kind of dealing with is that they're trying to, it's almost like I feel like they're doing like energy work on me, or they try to do energy work on you to either like collapse your energy centers, your chakras, to, you know, create dysfunction within your system. Like, stuff like this can happen too. So I do clearings every day, even if they're 5-10 minutes, like, I'll do one every single day. You go to a different place. Like, I went to visit my family for Christmas, and I know some stuff was thrown at me from there. Maybe not from them consciously, but whatever stuff is there, they'll recognize you and they will come after you. So it's important to, you know, wherever you go, like where you stay at, just if you can't do it there for whatever reason, then when you get home, do a clearing. I feel like I want to address something else, but I've already been talking for almost an hour. So we already went over, I guess, the major points. Like, what are these? Why do they attack? It, again, it's your light. How do they affect us? Everything I just said. How do we recognize them? And I think part of that is, like, how do they affect us, right? How do we recognize that these things are there? And honestly, for me, it comes from this, I guess, like, sixth sense. Like, I tune in. By what I mean by tuning in is, like, going into this meditative state, and I can see with my third eye, really, in my meditative state, I'll see my field, and I'll see whatever is there. Sometimes I can see these things. I'm like, okay, there's something there. I need to clear it. And I can actually see what they are, like if they're reptilian, if they're demonic, if they're the demonics I haven't really seen, actually, but the reptilians for sure. Like if they're higher entities, like I'll see them for sure. higher density entities, I should say, higher dimensional entities, because they have a form, they have a shape, and they have an energetic signature. And that's another way, through my empathic abilities, I'm able to feel them in my field. Like I can feel if it does take, I have to go into that meditative state. Sometimes if they're strong enough, I'll feel them without even going into the meditative state. But for the most part, like if they're trying to hide, you do have to kind of like fish them out, because they're going to try to hide from you and not be seen. So yeah, I mean, I think this is just the beginning of this whole dark force energy infiltration thing. I want to build a community around this, just for, and not necessarily just the dark force energy stuff. I feel like that's what people need right now, because a lot of people are waking up, a lot of people are going to start shining their light and doing the work. But again, you're not even going to be able to do the light work if these things are attacking you. And I didn't even go into the contracts with the reptilians. I think I explained it a little bit, but you might have contracts. I didn't even mention the implants. Like sometimes we have implants. I've been working on getting rid of two implants that connected me to these people, whether they were put there on me from previous experiences when I was a kid. I didn't even realize what was going on, which I'm sure that's what happened. But I've been working on dissolving the implants. So I mean, this is just a little snippet, I guess, of the work that I do, the work that I've been doing. I'm getting, I guess I could say, like, I got better. I got a lot better at recognizing, the entities and the energies. And I think, like I said, I think I'm going to do, I think I'm just going to, I don't know. I still have to decide, but I think I'm going to do the how to clear your field, how to clear these entities on the paid subscription page. Or I might do it as a tool on my website, where you can just purchase a tool as a download, and then you can just download the file, or just have access to it on the website. But then you'll just learn from it, and then you can do it yourself. But yeah, I mean, thank you for engaging with this podcast. Thank you for listening to these crazy stories. If you resonate with it, or if you have your own experiences to share, I would love to hear from you. I think on Spotify or Anchor, one of those two, you're able to record audios, so I can play them on here. So if you want to share your story, or if you want to do like a 3 to 5 minute little snippet of things that you've experienced, or just like chime in with your information, that would be great. That would be amazing. So I could put it on here. But anyway, thank you for tuning in, and I will continue with the series. I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg. So I'll see you next week.